sounds strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another.
True love starts with a test drive.
Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A 53-year-old man is being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving after a car was driven into crowds in Liverpool. Police believe the vehicle followed an ambulance through a roadblock during Liverpool's Premier League title parade. Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims is from Merseyside Police.
As with many large events, with event organisers, we plan for all contingencies. And this included the implementation of road closures to protect pedestrians, and an armed policing presence was also in place throughout the day. There was no intelligence to suggest an incident of this nature would take place.
A 28-year-old man has appeared in court charged with attempted murder after a police officer was seriously hurt in a car crash. PC Christopher Miller was injured in Stoke Poges in Buckinghamshire last week. The King's given a speech at the opening of Canada's Parliament, warning the country is facing a critical moment at a time of unprecedented challenge. He also underlined how the new government there is determined to protect Canada's sovereignty. Prime Minister Mark Carney is delighted with the way it went.
It was a very successful visit, a good reminder of the strength of Canadian institutions.
And Adidas says customers' personal information has been stolen in a cyber attack. The company says hackers stole mostly the contact information of those who've dealt with its customer service desk. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello again, it's me, Bill Overton. What's left of Tuesday night timeout? While life's a little less busy, you can hear yourself think. Some flags to fly for the next two.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Shinnike Orchestra performing Finlandia by Sibelius. Before it, William Walton's Crown Imperial, the Philharmonia Orchestra, as heard on Classic FM requests. Yesterday, lunchtime with Anne-Marie Menhall, requested by Clara May and Darren, who'd just arrived in Hay-on-Wye for a week away together, their first holiday in nearly 4 years. I think a lot of people delayed holidays over the last few years. So well done them. Hopefully they're enjoying their days away. And don't forget Anne-Marie Menhall back here with Midweek Classic FM Requests. 1 p.m. this lunchtime. Get in touch with the show if there's a piece you'd like to hear via our website, classicfm.com. Bill Overton keeping you company this very early part of Wednesday morning. Some heavy showers across Wales and the Midlands and in the east through the early hours. Lows of 2, highs of 23. Slightly more reasonable temperature today as things warm up, although still a bit of wind and rain around as well. May 28th, Amnesty International Day. It's been fighting for human rights since 1961. We're on day 4 of the French Open tennis, if you've been watching that. And the first ever Glyndebourne season started this day, 1934. Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, one of the big draws then, as it is again this year. The festival runs till the end of August. This was on last night. You can catch it again Friday, the Barber of Seville.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The aria from Bach's Goldberg Variations. Yo-Yo Ma playing cello there with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra. And before it, the overture from Rossini's The Barber of Seville. That was the National Academy of Santa Cecilia Orchestra. Hope you're enjoying the music on Classic FM as we work our way into Wednesday. May 28th, Hamburger Day. The world's largest hamburger weighed 2,566 pounds and 9 ounces. It was cooked up somehow in Germany, 2017. Rossini's mouth would have been watering. Late greats include author and James Bond creator Ian Fleming. His half-sister, Amaryllis Fleming, real name, was a well-known cellist, a fan of the Bach suites, as it happens. Also actress and national treasure Thora Hird, born on this date. Grieg, a national treasure in Norway, of course. There's a hotel named after him in Bergenstil, where his final home, Troll Hill, is a museum and major tourist attraction, and where he wrote this, Wedding Day at Trolltaugen. Thank you.
Stephen Hough playing piano there. Grieg's Wedding Day at Trold-Haugen. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Trumpet arrangement of Marcello's Oboe Concerto in D minor, played by Alison Balsam. The opening movement, along with the Penix players. A Schubert symphony on Classic FM before three, joyfully demonstrating what a fan he was of the greats that trailblazed before him, channeling Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven. And it's Mozart I'm going to be playing next. One of the last things he'd write. and a former Hall of Fame number one as well. In just a minute.
Classic FM.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
April 30th, 1980. Armed gunmen burst into the Iranian embassy in London, taking 26 people hostage. A tense 6-day siege ensues, and millions gather around their TV sets to witness history's longest newsflash. In his new book, The Siege, Ben McIntyre tells this dramatic story in full for the first time. This is the story of what really happened on those fateful 6 days. The Siege. Available now in paperback from Waterstones.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Jian Wang and Joran Solskjaer performing the Sicilienne by Maria Theresia von Paradis, and before it, Mozart's Clarinet Concerto. That was the second movement we heard played by Catherine Lacey and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Anna Lapwood, the organist, is our star in the spotlight this week, featured every night on Margarita Taylor's show, every evening, I should say, just after 6 p.m. And now the Royal Albert Hall's first official organist. She has been appointed, and she has a new album out called Fire Dove. We'll be hearing music from her just after six this evening. Our Hall of Fame 383, not too far away, but a Schubert symphony to come first, as promised. This, the number six. Thank you.
City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. Edward Gardner conducting there the third movement from Schubert's Sixth Symphony. So to our Hall of Fame triple this morning, coming up, a James Horner breathtaking film score on the way, and the highest of 27 opera entries this year. Going to be playing that after the news.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, The strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Police in Liverpool have until lunchtime today to question a suspect involved in an incident in the city centre on Monday. More than 60 people were injured after a car ploughed into crowds celebrating Liverpool Football Club's trophy parade. The Kings praise the strength of the community spirit in the city. Pub landlord Bobby Dix shut his doors when it happened.
I shepherded the last few people in and locked up, not knowing exactly what it was, just knowing that outside wasn't currently safe. People got split up, of course. Everyone who was in the pub knew people that were outside, fellow friends, family, supporters. So people were worried and concerned.
The heads of the Met, MI5 and the National Crime Agency have called on the government to give them enough funding to deal with added pressures from plans to release prisoners early. It's reported they've written a letter to the Ministry of Justice warning it could be of net detriment to public safety. They say the necessary resources are needed to deal with the plan's impacts. The Mayor of London's backed calls for the possession of small quantities of cannabis to be decriminalised. Sir Sadiq Khan says a report today says the current laws on the drug are disproportionate to the harms it can pose. The government says it has no intention of reclassifying cannabis. Unauthorised fraud jumped by 14% last year compared to the year before. UK Finance says it recorded more than 3 million cases of criminals accessing someone's account and paying for goods without permission. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic Air.